To start the Jersey retirement ceremony, we start at the top with the man who saw greatness when many didn't. It is indeed an honor to introduce the architect of the Packers' return to glory and soon to be enshrined Pro Football Hall of Famer Ron Wolf.
I've often been asked, who is the best player in your 38 years in the National Football League? Ladies and gentlemen, that player is being honored here tonight with his jersey being retired and his placement into the Packers Hall of Fame. He was blessed with the right stuff to make him a star anytime, anywhere. Brett, you're the best. No question about that.
I'd like to invite Packers President and CEO Mark Murphy to the stage to officially retire Brett Favre's jersey number 4.
You know, I've been involved with the NFL since my playing days, started in the 70s, and I don't think there's a single player in all the time that I'm involved with the NFL that's had a bigger impact on a team and an organization than Brett Favre has had on this team. So it is really outstanding to be able to do it. If you would all join me now, knock on wood, these things are supposed to work. We practiced it earlier. We will now unfurl the Brett Favre number 4.
Here to put the exclamation point on the retiring of number 4 is nothing short of a coaching legend. Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Mike Holmgren.
We lost the opener against Minnesota, then got beat pretty handily by Tampa Bay. So we're playing Cincinnati at home. We're down 14-0, and I sat on the sideline and I said to myself, I am going to be the shortest tenured head coach in the history of this league. I am not going to be able to win a game, and I'm out of here. And then Don got hurt, Brett goes in the game, and honestly, a lot of weird stuff happened in that game. I'm calling plays, and he's running other plays, and he was, I'm not sure he expected to play all that much, but now he's in the game, so he had to play. And so we come down, and then he throws those touchdown pass to win the game. I think he got very excited, took off his helmet, was running around, you know. But what he forgot was he had to hold for the PAT, and the game was tied. We needed to kick the PAT. Last game in Milwaukee, at the Milwaukee County Stadium. We had 15 seconds to go, no timeouts. We're on about the 9-yard line, 8-yard line. We called our last timeout. He comes over. And we need this win now. This is an important game. And I said, okay, I'm calm. You're calm. Everything's good here. I said, there are two things that can't happen. I'm going to call two pass plays. There's 15 seconds to go. You cannot take a sack, and you cannot run. And he goes, I said, you got it? He goes, I got it. So I call the pass play, he drops back to pass, scrambles around, and he starts to run. And as been written many times, my famous, no, you might have seen it on the sidelines, I'm yelling, no, 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 yes, yes. So in typical Brett Favre style, he comes over to the sideline. Now, I'm happy. Everyone's happy. But I got to know why the miscommunication. I said, did you listen to me? I told you you couldn't run. He goes, Mike, I knew I could make it. He made it by this much. If you see it on the film. People think that we didn't get along very well and that I was probably too hard on him. And I, at times, I was. But the reason I was I recognized how talented he was and what he could do. I wasn't right about everything, but I was right about that. And I knew, yeah. And I knew it was my job. I was really hired to harness that energy a little bit and to teach him, you know, the offense, teach him and help him be a better player. And so I've had the privilege of coaching some great quarterbacks in my career. Been very fortunate that way. But I got to tell you, he was like the son I never had. And he, after I left, he went on to great, great things with great coaches. Okay, they're in the audience tonight. Fabulous guys who just extended what we started. But I've never forgotten our time together. And tonight, I'd just like to say congratulations and thank you.
The other thing I would ask you to do is once again look at the six who have had their number retired. Every one of them is the greatest. They're the best of the best, the greatest of the greatest. And yet, only one of them, Brett Favre, will have this dual ceremony. And that is going to take place right now. So I'm going to ask his presenter, one of our own Hall of Famers, the great Frankie Winters, to come up and present Brett for induction into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. Frankie?
Thanks, Brett. One thing we always talk about is Brett's records. I think the most proudest one he's really, really, you know, really proud of is the 321 consecutive starts. I think it was 290-something, including playoffs, 321. He led the NFL, I think, until recently in completions, yardage, touchdowns, attempts, and last but not least, interceptions. We used to have this drill. It was called the cover drill. Marco DeTessa and all the offense line here, we would have drills in practice where we would drop back and we would pass block and Tom Lavat would yell, cover. And we're like, why the hell are we covering for? Well, that was just in case Brett threw an interception. We became defensive players at that time. Okay, without any further ado, I'd like to bring up Brett here and formally introduce him here to the 2015 Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. Come on up, Brett.
I think the first thing I want to do is tell you about the first time that I ever came to Green Bay. It was probably a week after I was traded. Wouldn't you say, Bus? Bus and I, my agent, we flew up, never been to Green Bay before, had never been to Wisconsin. And so we land, tells you how high on the totem pole I was. We had to take a cab to the hotel. No one was there to pick us up. And this is, honest to God, a true story. We get in the cab, we're on our way to, I think it was the Midway or Best Western. And Bus is really a jokester. If you think I'm a jokester, he really is. And he likes to poke and prod. And he says to the cab driver, so this is Green Bay. This is where football, you know, he's egging the guy on, you know, talking about Packer football. And so the cab driver bites on it and he says, oh, yeah, now this is where football is football. You know, something of like that. And Bus goes, yeah, I heard you guys traded for some quarterback or something, a guy from the South, some crazy trade. Oh, he goes, oh, yeah, big troublemaker. Loves to fight. In fact, he's been in Sidewinders a couple of times already fighting. Well, I had never been to Green Bay. And so he goes, guy's name is Trish. I have no idea where he came up with Trish, but the other part of the story is true, except for Sidewinders. I did get in a couple scuffles from time to time, but Bus never told the guy who we were. And I wondered today if that guy knows that this is Trish. As I listen to all this tonight, I have to admit it's kind of a Brett Favre overkill, but I'm honored by it. I truly am honored by it. Don't get me wrong. But this is a celebration that is the fans, coaches, and I look out there and I see so many familiar faces. It brings back so many great memories. I knew I was. I said I wasn't going to do that, but what the hell, you know? This is a special night for me. It's a special night for my family. It's a special night for friends. I know it's a special night for you. And it's just an awesome experience. And I'm extremely grateful for that. I want to thank Ron Wolf. Ron Wolf, I said this in my press conference today, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. He will never, ever point the finger at himself and take any credit. That's the type of man Ron is. But the reason this building looks the way it does, the reason we are in here in this awesome setting, the reason that the Packers have been to the playoffs 17 of maybe the last 21 or some odd years. That reason is because of Ron Wolf, I can assure you. There's a lot of reasons why Green Bay is special, a lot of reasons. And the most important reason is the people. It's as simple as that. There's no other reason. In my press conference earlier, a lot of the questions, my answers they're kind of redundant, but they're so true. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do was go out on that field today. And honestly, before I walked out that tunnel, I thought it was going to be one of the easier things I had to do. But I have to admit, the reception was, it's hard to even put in words. And I'm thankful my family got a chance to go out there and experience it, because I've run out of that tunnel hundreds of times. And it was always a special feeling. It never got old. And I have to admit, I really wasn't sure what that feeling was going to be like. But boy, was that moving. And if you watched it on TV, it doesn't do it justice. It was an amazing feeling. And you know, when people ask me about legacy and where I stand on that, for me, it's pretty simple. And we all know legacy is how we best, or how we're remembered, and how, of course, as an individual, how you want to be remembered best. And for me, I want to be remembered as a good man, far from perfect, by no means perfect, a man who loves his teammates, really love my teammates. We had a lot of fun, coaches, the fans. I mean, that was an outstanding ovation today, and, you know, I just could feel it, and I mean, just an amazing feeling. And loved the game of football. Really loved it. I mean, I had a blast playing. It was tough sometimes, but I had a blast playing. Loves God. Loves life.
and learn so much from a lot of these players, a lot of these coaches, a lot of experience, a lot of trial and error. And the city of Green Bay, the state of Wisconsin, has been special to us for a lot of reasons, yes, but where I play football, it's where, you know, so many great things happen, but it's also where a lot of tragedy has happened. And I'm thankful that I had an opportunity to share that with the people of Wisconsin. It wasn't always winning games. It wasn't always winning Super Bowls, although those were fun. It was when I battled pain pill addiction, one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, and came back and was fortunate enough to be on a team that won the Super Bowl. And I spent 72 days in rehab and had a chance to really think about a lot of things. And the support that I got from everyone. Mike came down. Ron came down. I spent 72 days in Topeka, Kansas. And let me tell you, it was tough. It was tough. But the reward was something really special. When Deanna battled breast cancer, just a week from her brother passing away in an ATV accident on our property, let me tell you, that was tough. That was extremely tough. But yet, you were there with us. And much like when my father passed away, which was a very, very tough, hard situation, unlike my two brothers, my sister, and my mom, I was able to, I don't want to say hide, but I was with my great friends, Longwell and Doug and Josh Bidwell at the time, but also my entire family, the Packer family. And Mike Sherman was an unbelievable force when we were out in Oakland, and Deanna flew out there that night. And I have to admit, the Oakland crowd was simply amazing. As crazy as it may sound, they were absolutely amazing. And when we got back here, it was like we came back to millions of open arms. And again, being able to share our joy, share our sadness together is really something special, because you care. You can go other places and people don't care. And that's why you can't put an NFL team in some of these big cities, because they don't care. But you care here. And that was evident today. It really was. And I'm truly thankful for that. And I'm just so thankful that I had an opportunity to experience all that with you, and that you allowed me and my family to be a part of it. I say thank you.